Good morning, church. The reading is taken from John 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciples started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying.
Morning, church. So I'll continue from verse 11 all through to verse 18, same chapter 20. But Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. "Woman," he said, "why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet returned to the Father. Go ahead to my brothers and tell them, I am returning to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. May the Lord bless the reading in our hearts. Amen.
So I'm carrying on from verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, when the doors locked for the fear of the Jews, Jesus came. And stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Thank you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. And if you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hands into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here, see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Well, you're a very strong woman, Rachel. God bless you indeed. Good morning, church. Good morning, everybody. How are you this morning? Is it Easter day this morning? Hallelujah. Wow. Wow, wow. There is good morning at home. Good morning at home. We're so glad you could connect with us. God bless you. This is a very, very, very significant day for us and for the whole world, for humanity. Amen. My name is Emmanuel. I'm the associate pastor here. I can see many, many new faces, many new faces here across the auditorium. So I just want to welcome you. Welcome. And thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. And I believe that the Lord has something for you, something significant for you. In fact, this is today. Is the beginning of something new in your life. Something new in your life. There has never been a coincidence in the Lord's doing. So you being here this morning is not a coincidence. God has a plan for you. I know this is a rhetoric, you heard that before, but God has something good for you. Amen. So thank you. Thank you for coming. And I'm so glad that you decided to be here this morning. I'm so glad. Because, you know, across the world, today, many people would be in churches across the whole world. Let me give you some stats. Over 50 million in the UK will be celebrating Easter today. 50 million people will be celebrating Easter. People will spend an estimated 2.5 billion on seasonal treats, with retail spending reaching over 1.6 billion just over this weekend alone. Now, about 40% of all this spending would be on food and drink alone. Food and drink. So I am so conscious that foods are slowly cooking in home right now. So conscious that jollof rice is probably ready. Lamb legs, probably ready. In fact, we cooked ours yesterday. Already cooked so that, you know, we finish, we go home, eat quickly and come back because we will be back here tonight. That's an invitation for you. On all of this, chocolate is the favorite. Chocolate is taking the big portion, the biggest portion of this. You know, I don't know how Easter egg landed in this. But people will be giving out chocolates today to the millions. Now listen to this. In the UK, in the US, last year, over $3 billion US dollars were spent on candy. $3 billion. That is crazy. It is crazy. And we could ask, what's all of this is to do with the resurrection of the Son of God. With Easter, with Passover, with the cross with Jesus. But listen, there's a good news. There's a good news. You know, worldwide in the UK, millions, and in the UK, millions of people will attend church today. And I guess many of you today would be attending church maybe for the first time in a little while. I don't want to say maybe just the first time, but in a little while. Many of those people attending church for the first time today will take the opportunity to respond to Jesus and give their life and surrender their life to Jesus and claiming to be their personal Lord and Savior. Today is a glorious day. You know, there's a good news because we have hope for our nation. Because the Holy Spirit is stirring people's hearts and drawing men and women to Jesus Christ. There is a hope. And there's a hope for revival. Hallelujah. Revival is already on the way because many people, including young men and young women, I can see many in here today, hallelujah, are reaching out and searching for an alternative to what the world can offer. They're looking for something tangible, something meaningful, something substantial, something that offers a hope or an answer that transcends the visible world, along with a real spiritual freedom. They're looking for freedom. They're looking for the truth. They're looking for something that they can't find. Yes, many are delusions and upsets about the religious establishment, but I can guarantee you, I can promise you, if you say yes to Jesus, one thing I can promise you, He will never, never, never disappoint you. Jesus will never disappoint you. Hallelujah. So this is the best place you want to be. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus hates religion too. But today we hear John's accounts. We started 2 weeks ago and looking at how John presented Jesus's the event leading to Jesus's arrest and crucifixion. So we looked at John 13 to 17 2 weeks ago, what they call the upper room discourse. But John continued his account in chapter 18 and 19, detailing the arrest and the crucifixion of the Son of God. John says, carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, called Golgotha. There they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. Jesus died on the cross for the sin of the whole world. He died on the cross for the sin of you and I. And if you are here today, this is a new day for you because you've got the opportunity to enter into the promise, the perfect plan, the destiny of God for you. Hallelujah. And live something new and tangible. Today is a new day. Jesus died for the sin of the whole world, fulfilling his mission. And he confirmed in his last breath, he said, Tetelestai, it is finished. I have done it. I have done it. I have done it. John narrates, he said, later, knowing that everything has now been finished. And so that scripture will be fulfilled. Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine, vinegar was there. So they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of hyssop plants, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, it is finished. It is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Jesus died. And it is true. It is not a theory. It's not a myth. It is the reality. It is true. Jesus died. But the one and the only reason why he died, why Jesus died, it is for the world to be reconciled with the Father, with the Creator. Somebody said it is better for one to die for everyone. That was the perfect plan of the Father. Hallelujah. Jesus died, but the story doesn't end there. As we hear today, Jesus rose from the dead. He rose from the dead. And that is why you and I, we are here today. Jesus rose from the dead. Easter is not a myth. It is not a story. It's not fake. Jesus rose from the dead. Hallelujah. And we can cheer, hallelujah, because he is alive. I have a hope. Because he's alive, I confess tomorrow. Because Jesus is alive, I can be reconciled with the Father. Because Jesus is alive. Because Jesus is alive. He rose back from the dead. And that is why about 50 million of people in the UK alone will be celebrating. Yes, many of those in the darkness, totally ignorant of the reality. But there are many who are going to say yes to Jesus today. And you are going to have opportunity today to say yes to Jesus. Because this is the best thing that could happen to you, that could ever happen to you. Say yes to Jesus. Say yes to Jesus. We heard a story just a moment ago, from verse 1 to 7, they went to the tomb. They were planning to, you know, I don't know. But they went to the tomb, and with great surprise, the tomb was open. The stone was rolled. And the tomb was open. Mary couldn't dare go in. She ran and went to see the two disciples, Peter and John, and told them. They ran and they came. They looked inside and see. Where is the man? Where is the body? Jesus rose. Jesus rose from the grave. And John says, John 30, John 20, 30 to 31, he said, Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. There is a purpose for John's writing, John's account. There is a purpose for John's testimony. He said, we have been witness of these things. We've seen Jesus perform many miracles. Many miracles, he said. What about this woman who was, spending her money, everything, because of, blood, because of that infections for years and years and years. What about that moment when she touched the garment of Jesus and received instant deliverance? He said Jesus performed many, many miracles. But what about the blind man? The blind man. But what about that woman who was going to bury her only child? And Jesus saw and said, no, I can do something. Jesus touched and that boy came back to you. What about Jesus' friend, Lazarus? John says, these things has been written so that you may have life. So that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah. You know what this means? It means that today, if you believe, you automatically become the son of the Most High. Hallelujah. With all the privilege that come with it. He said, we have seen these things. In his last chapter, he said, oh, if we are to report everything that Jesus did, there is no book in this whole wide world to contain what Jesus done. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Messiah, the Savior of the world. Nothing and no other can save but Jesus. The Bible says there's no other name that has been given to human or mankind, humanity. No other name in heaven, on earth, under the earth, that we may be saved but the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. John said, we have written these things. I've written these things so that you may believe. And by believing, you may have life. I want to be very, very short today. Can I ask the ministry team? Oh, no, the worship team to come, please. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. And what it means for us is that the resurrection power, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, is here today. And because the Spirit of God is here, and because Jesus is alive, the only way we know is that something must happen. Hallelujah! Do you believe? Do you believe? Because I believe that even now, every addiction, even now, every sickness, even now, every difficult situation, even now, every stronghold, anything that is holding you back is giving up now. Because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is here. Hallelujah. It's here to do you good. It's here to set you free. It's here to give you hope and future and bright future. Better than what you could even imagine. Hallelujah. I thought I was living life many years ago. But I was in the grave. I was in the grave, deeper in the grave, until Jesus came in. Hallelujah. And I could see the light of God shines bright and brighter in me. And he gave me the revelation of his purpose. Hallelujah. Take everything, but give me Jesus. The same Jesus is here even now. He wants to do you good. The same Jesus is here. He wants to do you good. So before you even go home and celebrate with your family, in fact, you need to take something back. So that people see you, they see, and they see Jesus. They see you, they see a transformed person. Thank you, Jesus. So my question is, do you believe? Because John is very clear. He spoke with clarity. He presented his gospel with clarity. He said, my account, my testimony is for one and only purpose, that you may believe, and that by believing you may have life. My question, do you believe? Do you have life? Can you stand on your feet? Stand on your feet. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17, he said, God did not send his son to the world to judge the world. The gospel that we preach is not a gospel of condemnation. It's a gospel of love. It's condemnation for those who reject it. But it's a gospel of love. The gospel of reconciliation. The gospel of hope. The gospel of life. The gospel of light. Hallelujah. The light that shines brighter and brighter in your life. In every part, every area of your life. Even now, the light of Jesus is shining brighter and brighter. Even if here, even right here, right now. In the name of Jesus. So I want to give the opportunity to few people. If you've never said no. You've never said yet to Jesus. You've been living completely on the wrong side. But you know that there is a deep hunger in yourself. You're not satisfied with the establishment. Something is missing. There's something that is missing. Without Jesus, you will not be completed. No, without Jesus, there will always be the emptiness in you. But Jesus want to fill that void in you. Relationships will not give you those things. It won't satisfy that. Anything, name it. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. Only Jesus. So please do me a favor. I just want everyone to close their eyes here. Please, every eyes close. While we remain standing, If you're here and you have never said yes to Jesus, you want to say yes to Jesus, please raise your hand. I just want to know whom I'm praying for. And then we're going to pray for you just right now. Raise your hand. You want to say yes to Jesus while every eye is closed. Say yes to Jesus. Jesus, I want to receive you for the first time. I've seen one, two. Please, don't let this moment pass. Raise your hand. Jesus want to do you good. Yes, thank you, sir. I've seen those hands. Can you put them down? Is there anybody else? You've not done it. This is the moment for you. Please don't let that moment go. Don't let that moment pass. This is the Easter day. And the best gift that you can ever have. Better than Easter egg. Better than those lamb roasting at the moment at home. Better than everything. Hallelujah. Jesus, raise your hand if you want to say yes to Jesus for the first time. So, Father, we want to bless your name, even at home. At home, you're watching, you'll be watching later on. You have the opportunity to say yes to Jesus. Connect with us. We want to help you on that journey. Lord, I pray. So, for those who, let's all do this prayer together. You can open your eyes now if you want. But let's do this prayer together. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the cross. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for taking my sins away. I come to you today. Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and my Savior. Help me live the life that you designed for me by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. The Bible says there is party in heaven. There's party in heaven when one sinner say yes to Jesus. There's party in heaven. Hallelujah. Oh, hell has been defeated. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The story doesn't end here. Hallelujah. He said that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah. But he says that by believing you may have life. Many of us, many of you here are not living the life that Jesus designed, purpose for you to live. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. He says, the devil comes, the thief comes only to steal, but I have come so that you may have life. Life abundantly. Hallelujah. There's life here right now for you. What does that mean? Your sickness, anything in your body, any situation, today you're going to leave them here and return free. Hallelujah. As we sing. So as we take this song, I really want you to engage with the Lord and say, Lord, yes, I leave everything and I receive your freedom. I receive your healing. I receive your deliverance. I receive your salvation. I receive your blessing today. Hallelujah. Come on, let's sing to the Lord. If you want prayer, we will pray for you. Just come forward. Yes, we got a few minutes.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and or anxiety. Every soul held captive by depression, I speak Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. The light of fire. From the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness, every enemy, Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Yes, hallelujah. There is.
Jesus from the mountain, Jesus in the streets.
There is a situation.
Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. There is a situation, something that is really, really troubling you. It may be a news that you received recently. It may be a situation in your family. But you've been on the journey, similar journey before, and things didn't turn out the way you hoped or expected. And there is a voice, even with the situation now, there's a voice in your head saying, it's not going to happen. And you're thinking, I'm not going to trust, I'm not going to go through this again. I'm not going to just not going to go through this again. Que sera, sera. Whatever I will be, would be. But the Lord is saying, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. The Lord is saying, nothing is impossible to Him. Nothing is impossible to Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord is saying, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. So if you're here and you relate to that, we want to pray for you. We want to pray for you. This is Easter day for you. Hallelujah. Don't let the moment go.
I believe that someone today has got some real pain in their kidneys in this side. Perhaps even the word dialysis has been mentioned for you. If that is you today, would you come so we can pray for you? You've got some kind of problem with your kidney now. and you know there is a major problem there, or you feel there is, I believe God wants to heal you today. If that is you, would you come? Thank you. Come to the front, yeah.
Thank you. Can I ask the ministry team to come forward? Please come. And we will pray for you as we sing. If you are battling with any sort of addiction, you want freedom. Jesus came to set the captive free. No addiction, nothing has rights over you in your body. You want to be set free. There's freedom here today. Hallelujah. There's freedom here today. So come from for prayer. If there's anything you want the ministry team to agree with you for, please come as we continue worshiping God.